This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
BT, we'll get back to the draft calls in just a second. 888-808-1019. This is exactly what I was telling you. Like, everyone, oh, Devin Williams, oh, he's the best thing ever. He's the best thing. Closers are so volatile. With that being said, I don't think he's toast. I'd be curious to get your take because we texted a little bit about this, but we didn't really discuss it in any detail. Mm-hmm. I don't think Devin Williams is toast, but I just think that this is how bullpens are. They're so fickle and volatile year to year. I don't think you can just look at the numbers and say, oh, the airbender, he's going to be unhittable. He's been anything but. Devin Williams been ugly here to start.
He hasn't pitched one good game yet. Now, he missed some time, paternity, absence, yep. Whatever, but really, since opening day, it's been guys on base and it's been getting out of jams, and he looks awful. I didn't love his body language. I watched the post-game show. When he was interviewed, I think it was Meredith, and I'm like, I don't know, is this guy going to be one of these dudes who comes to New York and just gets overwhelmed? I'm not prepared to say that yet. But the one thing that I will say about some of those people, whether it's a Carl Pavano, whether it's a Sonny Gray, generally the evidence presents itself very fast if you're not a New York kind of guy. Now, I won't say that yet because I don't think his stuff is there yet. And his best pitch is a changeup. And when your fastball is 2 or 3 miles per hour, not where it needs to be, which is the case, then the effectiveness of the changeup clearly is diminished. So I'm going to give him a little chance to get going here. But right now, Devin Williams does not look very good. And he did say one thing that I thought was fairly interesting. And I don't know that we really associate this with relief pitchers. Like, if you're a starter, right? And you have a rough outing, mechanically you're out of whack, yeah. You're flying open early, you're just not in sync, whatever it might be, you could do a bullpen because you've got basically almost a week to get yourself straight for your next start. If you're a relief pitcher, and this is what he did say, because of the unpredictable nature of when you're going to pitch again, it's hard to get in the bullpen and throw and try to fix it when you might be pitching that night, so you can't tap into your arsenal at 3:30 in the afternoon with nobody in the stadium, then come out at 10 o'clock and try to get 3 outs and throw 25 pitches at 95 miles an hour or whatever it might be. I think if he has a rough outing this weekend against the Giants, I think he is going to feel the heat immediately.
Well, and that's something that you don't get in Milwaukee.
Yep.
That's where we have the difference. Inevitably, every closer, even the best closers, they will blow some games, they will go through rough spurts, whatever. But when you first get started with the Yankees, and the expectations were that this guy was going to be the best closer in the game and basically unhittable, and now you see this is a Milwaukee. Fans will get on him. I still think he's going to be okay, but I think he's going to be just like any other okay or good closer where, I mean, here's all you need to know. Devin Williams, who was labeled by many as the best closer in all of baseball, got beat by Pete Alonso last year and ruined the Brewers' season. The Brewers did everything that you would want to line them up to advance in the wild card round, to move on to the divisional round. They had it lined up. They had a lead in the ninth inning, a big lead at that, with their best closer in baseball on the mound. Uh-huh. And he blew it. So if he did that What makes me think he wouldn't do it again at some point with the Yankees? And that's just something that's unfortunately we have to live with the closers for the most part, because nobody's Mariano Rivera.
Nobody is, but even Mariano got touched up in 97. That was in the, against the then Indians with Alomar down the right field line. Eckersley gave up a bomb when he should have thrown a different pitch, and obviously Gibson took him deep. So, listen, there's a lot of volatility at the back end of every bullpen. Even when Goose got here, I was doing some research. You know, Rich Gossage's transition to Yankee closer was not incredibly smooth. But I do think that, now, hopefully he's still this guy, but I never thought it was reckless or irresponsible to say that Devin Williams was different from everybody else. He didn't have one bad year. And you're talking 0.33, 2.50, 1.93, 1.53, 1.25. I mean, it's not like it was like Rodon, you know, Cy Young, then down, then Cy Young. Like, he has been consistently amazing. Now, he's been consistently amazing in Milwaukee, and maybe that's a little bit of it. Again, I think once the velocity gets up, not that he ever throws 100, but it really does minimize the effectiveness of that great pitch, that, which is a changeup. I just think that Yankee fans, or I know that this isn't directly true, but you know, I even tweeted this having fun, like, you change the hair policy for this stiff. I mean, honestly, 50 years, the guy comes here, he stinks. And like, and I kind of say that, no, I mean, he stunk, I mean that, but I don't think they change it just because of him. But I'm telling you, if he gives up a run or two, I would even go so far as to say Yankees are off tonight, right? Yankees play tomorrow night. I believe that's Stroman's turn. Let's say he does a decent job. Weaver hands Devin Williams the ball, 5-4 Yankees lead. He walks that first guy, even a blue pace hit, you're going to hear some murmurs in the crowd immediately. Like, this is what happens. We will give you some grace period, but when you're new and you don't show signs of being the guy that we traded for or signed, you're going to hear it immediately.
But the problem is that could have a negative impact. I think he'll be fine. However, if he does struggle his next outing and the fans start to get on him, now you're dealing with something he's never dealt with before, where you have different expectations in a town that, all due respect to Milwaukee, it's different here. Clearly, it matters here.
Yeah, every town's different from here.
And now you're going to be hearing the negative boos. Yep. That could turn some players off. The one thing that I would say about you saying you could identify it early on, I thought for sure Diaz was toast in New York. Yep. I never thought he would rebound after what he went through. He did. Now, I still don't trust him, but he did rebound and have one of the best years ever in 2022. Carlos Rodon, after year one, I thought he also was toast. Mm-hmm. He's at least...
He was good last year. It wasn't great. He was fine.
He's at least level... Now, I still don't love him as a pitcher.
Well, he's been terrible this year.
I'm not surprised. He's just...
But he was good last year. We talked. He was good.
He's at least serviceable, where a lot of the other guys weren't even serviceable and you had to run them out of town. So at least he stabilized a little bit in Rodon and Diaz. Those are two examples that I thought initially those guys were both toast in New York.
Yeah, but don't you think you kind of more times than not know right away in New York, whether it's, you know, whether it's the Knicks, whether it's the Rangers, whether it's the Yanks or the Mets? Football's a little different. Because it's, I mean, it's obviously here, but I just think it's much more, it's different.
It's not scrutinized. Well,
it is, but it's not like day-to-day. Like, Devin Williams, like, we could talk about, sure, and we have Daniel Jones or Zach, you know, 3, 4, 5 days in a row, but it's about different stuff. Generally the same thing, actually.
Quarterback, probably the only equivalent. Even Kayvon Thibodeau, who gets some stuff, or you want to get on some of the, you know, Sauce Gardner, it's minimal compared to what the basketball player, the baseball player will get on a day-in, day-out basis.
Well, for sure, because, I mean, Kayvon Thibodeau or whomever misses an assignment, you know, whiffs on a tackle, you know, generally it's within a large portion of big bodies, and it's not like you're on the mound 60 feet, 6 inches away, isolated for all of us to be like, dude, what'd you do there? What happened there? Do you have more faith right now in Diaz or Williams having a big season?
I'm torn with that. I would say that I think the...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
A volatility of Diaz is more than Williams. I think Williams has more of a leveled curves, you know what I'm saying? Less of a...
Not as erratic as Edwin Diaz.
Dude, Diaz...
He's all over the map. Dude.
Now, I hated Diaz in 2019.
Yeah.
I love Diaz in 2022. He has not been the same since the Worthless Baseball Classic injury. His velo has not been the same.
It's true.
But even when he gets the job done, I'm going to give you facts now. This is not just a rational sports fan who has hate for Diaz. I don't hate Diaz. Personally, he seems like a nice guy. I don't value pitchers who aren't consistent. Even when he gets the job done, he's all over the place. It drives me up a wall. He's hitting guys. He can't field his position. He can't hold guys on. He's all over the place. He did the stupid... Did you see the point yesterday?
Yep.
He gives up a bomb, and he's pointing like it's a pop-up in the infield. That's Bush League, minor league Hansel Robles stuff, dude. You're Edwin Diaz.
Mm.
Now, the thing is, when he's on...
Yeah.
He's as nasty a pitcher as there is in the game. The
slider's filthy.
He's unhittable.
Mm.
But I don't trust the volatility of Diaz at all. So I think I'd go more Devin Williams than I would Diaz.
I agree, but I still think I got to see. I mean, not to say that I need to see more out of Devin Williams would imply that I've seen something so far from Devin Williams, which we have not. But no, I don't think that there will be as many crashes, if you will, with Devin Williams like there will be with Diaz. And you said that the velo's down, and you're right. 99.1 was his average fastball in 2023. Then it went down to 97.5. This year it's 96. So those 3 miles.
Now he got, so what you have 2022 numbers?
I got it all. 2022.
Okay. Because I know he, because we just did this on SNY not too long ago. His velo in 2022, which was his best season with the Mets.
Was his highest velo, 99.1.
And then he got hurt before the season in 2023.
And then it went down to, well, he didn't pitch in 2023, but then in 2024.
He might have come back for like one game at the end of the year.
I don't think he did. Did he?
Or, I'm not sure.
I don't think he did, Sal. I remember there was talk about it. I don't think Buck, either way.
He was out for the year.
Then he went, basically dropped 2 miles per hour. From pre-WBC, apex velo, 99.1. Next time we saw him, full throttle, 97-point change.
And remember, 2BT, last year there were issues with the sticky stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
Got suspended for that. He's
he just
all
makes you nervous, Dave.
I'd rather have somebody with less dominant, nasty stuff that I could rely on.
Like John Franco? Although Franco danced a little bit too, Johnny. Johnny put some guys on.
He did, but at least there was a consistency there. It wasn't volatile.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny wouldn't throw strikes necessarily. He's getting hitters to chase, and
for
if
sure.
they don't chase, they're going to be put on and maybe give up a hit because he's got some hittable stuff. But yeah, I would trust Franco. I'd rather that more than Diaz, who at his best is much more dominant than Franco.
But, so would I.
I mean, the guy can't hold anybody on.
No, that's an embarrassment.
He can't field his position.
Yeah.
And he's all over the strike. His release point's all over the place.
And it's so weird. He's got a lot of moving parts. I mean, every pitcher does. Literally, that's what you're doing is you get to deliver the ball. But very herky-jerky, and like I could see why he would get out of sorts and his arm slot. Not that I'm a pitching coach, but I could see why when he's really erratic for a while, and Keith says this, and obviously Ronnie Moore is a former pitcher, like that arm slot, when he misses it, he doesn't miss it by an inch or two, which other major league pitchers will. He misses it by half a foot, which leads to sliders on, you know, a foot outside and fastballs. When he's off, he's bad.
BT and Sal on the fan. Rich is in Springfield, New Jersey. What's up, Rich?
Hey, yeah, I just want to tap in on Devin Williams and the fans, but can I tell you also a quick story regarding Goose Gossage when I met him and spoke to him?
Go ahead, real quick. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So I would love to see the Yankee fans get behind Devin Williams. We don't need another Ed Whitson, another Kenny Rogers. And BT, you alluded to that. It'd be great if the Yankee fans would not boo him if he gets a little riled up.
Yeah, I'm not telling them that. Rich. By the way, I'm not telling them to boo. But I'm not going to sit here and say, you know, treat him with cake. You're making $12 million a year. I mean, you got whole thing numbers the last 5 years. It's not my job to tell people, oh, protect, you know, he's a little emotionally unstable right now. Do your job. Figure it out. But that's what we have to do every day. Figure it out.
I agree with you, but don't you think that could do more harm?
Yeah, I mean, it could. But there's also no evidence that kissing his ass and holding his hands is going to do more good.
It worked with Lindor.
It did, and it worked with Trey Turner. I'm not saying it can't work. But, you know, I'm not in the business of just railing on people unfairly. And I'm not saying, like, if I'm at the stadium tomorrow night and he walks a guy and then there's a blue pit, Yanks are up by a run, he's trying to preserve the lead, I'm not saying that I'm going to stand up and boo. Now, I will then react on the radio.
No, but, and he will get it, though, from the crowd.
And at that point, I would have no issue with it because right. It's an incredibly small sample, clearly. But I tweeted, I was kind of kidding, but I wasn't. Pete Alonso may have snatched his soul. Like, there's such a thing, like, you know, when you're a boxer and you take the wrong shot one too many times, you don't recover, whether it's a chin shot or a temple shot. You're done. You're not dead, but you're done as a fighter.
It was like Brad Lidge.
Oh.
When he gave up that bomb to Pujols, which was one of the biggest home runs I've ever seen.
Or even Mark Walters with Jim Leyritz. Yeah, he was never the same.
Yep.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.